Our theme tonight is the name of a new commentary up on the blog for subscribers on Bully Watch. I did a show on USA Watchdog, and we, Greg Hunter and I, got into the Iran deal, and Greg flew into bully mode, and which is something you see happen a lot on Israel. And then I did an interview with Cynthia McKinney, and we talked about all the bullying she had to deal with on Israeli issues. Anyway, so it put bullying on my mind, and it's a tactic that is often used when no rational approach will work. So you can't appeal to somebody's intelligence, you can't appeal to their humanity, so you just have to make a lot of noise and try and intimidate them. Anyway, it's much more of a New York tactic. Greg has worked for many years as a newscaster in New York. So And I have to say, it's an unbelievably cost-effective tactic in American life, and it's happening more and more. And as I looked across the news, I've seen it. You're just watching it everywhere. For example, because Americans are very alienated from the election process, not having a lot of faith in it, we see Trump, who's very good at playing bullying tactics, being used as sort of an entertainment ruse to try and get people interested in the campaign again. If you look at Trump, the theory that Trump's independent is ridiculous, or financially independent. He's deeply into Hawk and into the bank. So, whatever they want him to do, he's going to do. But he's very good at the bullying tactic. And then we have Wesley Clark, who used to be reasonably okay. In fact, I just used a little description of his in my commentary on the Iran deal. Wesley Clark gets on MSNBC and starts talking about how we have to round up kids and put them into internment camps. So whether it's bullying in style or bullying in proposals, the bullies are certainly out in force. And again, bullying is what people do when they can't, they don't have a lot to stand on in terms of rational discourse. Again, if people start bullying, don't take it seriously. Just realize somebody's on a leash doing what Mr. Global wants. Read the commentary, because it tells a story about some guy at the CIA trying to bully me. I couldn't figure out whether the guy was just mind controlled or psychotic or what it was. Anyway, I tell the story in the commentary.